Welcome to God Said, Man Said. We're glad you've come. This site is a proof text. There are presently 415 features on this website that prove the inerrancy of the Word of God. All features are archived in text and streaming audio, and every Thursday Eve, God willing, it grows by one. Are you ready for the exhilarating truth found in God's Word? Are you born again? Are you ready to make your peace with God? Would you like today to be the best day of your life with the promise of an even better tomorrow? God Said, Man Said has good news for you. Today is your day of salvation. Click on the Further with Jesus for instructions to find immediate entry into the kingdom of God. Much conversation has been bannered about concerning what God has to say about homosexuality. And though homosexuality is becoming more mainstream and shown as acceptable through multimedia sources, God, your Creator and mine, says otherwise. The Word of God is still very clear about the cause, the punishment, yes, it says punishment, and the solution for homosexuality. God said homosexuality is an abomination, His word for it. I'll show you verses in the Bible where God says this. It also says God's punishment for the act is death. But don't stop your ears after these few short sentences. There is also a sure way of escape. The hand of God's love, Jesus Christ, is extended to all who will forsake sin, God's word for it, and grasp the right hand of fellowship. More information will follow. God said, Leviticus chapter 20, verse 13, if a man also lie with mankind, as he lieth with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination, they shall surely be put to death, their blood shall be upon them. Also read Leviticus 18:22 and Deuteronomy chapter 23, verses 17 and 18. In the New Testament, God declares that those who cling to homosexual behavior will be judged and cast into hell. Read the following excerpts from the Word of God. God said, Romans chapter 1, verses 21 through 32, because that when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image, made like to corruptible man, and to birds, and to four-footed beasts and creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient, being filled with unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. God said, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 9 and 10, know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revelers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. God said, Jude chapter 1, verse 7, even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, are set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. As terrible as God says this sin is, God has made a way of escape for those who are bound therein. The way of escape is forgiveness, deliverance, and salvation through the cleansing blood of Jesus Christ, God's only begotten Son. A little later, we will outline the way of escape more completely. Man said, one not-so-new mantra of the homosexual community is, we were born this way. It is a genetic issue, not a moral one. If we are made this way, then we are God's handiwork. Our lifestyle should be accepted with open arms. Pseudoscience, in the form of evolution, promotes it as a natural animal tendency. Some evolutionists contend that most of the animal kingdom have some record of homosexual conduct. Therefore, they say, it is natural for man to participate in homosexuality because man is simply an animal at the highest level of the evolutionary chain. Now the record. Are homosexuals born that way? The question arises concerning whether homosexuals are born homosexual, and if so, its cause is not placed on the individual, but on genetics and ultimately on God, for those who believe in God. This cause-shifting exercise is being effectively used by Satan throughout the homosexual community and their straight loved ones to sanitize and normalize homosexual behavior. The satanic purpose of this position is to mainstream this God-condemned act. The gay's first foray into the genetic cause defense has been seriously debunked by the reports you will soon see, but they are not deterred in their ongoing search for their silver bullet. In regard to the born-that-way defense, it must be noted that we were all born spiritually dead in trespasses and sins, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1. We did not choose to be born that way, but it is our choice if we stay that way. For more information on the subject of homosexuality, click on to the following God Said, Man Said features. Concerning genetic homosexuality, the homosexual camp's argument has proved to be a straw man. The following published articles lend proof. An article in Scientific American, November 1995, was titled, Gay Genes Revisited, Doubts Arise Over Research on the Biology of Homosexuality. In the archives of genetic psychiatry, there's an article titled, Human Sexual Orientation, The Biologic Theories Reappraised. In this article, Dr. William Bine, a physicist, with a doctorate in biology, and Mr. Dave Parsons carefully analyzed all the major biological studies of homosexuality. They found none that definitively supported a biological theory of causation. Author and sociologist Stephen Goldberg, Ph.D., wrote, "Virtually all of the evidence argues against there being a determinative physiological causal factor, and I know of no research who believes that such a determinative factor exists. Such factors play a predisposing, not a determinative role. I know of no one in the field who argues that homosexuality can be explained without reference to environmental factors," end of quote. Goldberg continued, "Gay criticism has not addressed the classic family configuration. It has merely asserted away the considerable evidence for the existence of family factors. Studies which attempt to disprove the existence of the classic family pattern in homosexuality are convincing only to those who need with a need to believe," end of quote. See Homosexuality Part 2 on this website. In the Journal of Human Sexuality, 1996, Jay Satinover, M.D., wrote, "There is no evidence that shows that homosexuality is genetic, and none of the research itself claims there is. Only the press and certain researchers do when speaking in sound bites to the public," end of quote. The following quote is from Dr. Joel Galemter of Yale University concerning the various studies attempting to link genes with complex human behavior. He said, "All were announced with great fanfare. All were greeted unskeptically in the popular press. All are now in disrepute," end of quote. One of the studies in disrepute was conducted by Salk Institute researcher Simon LaVey. He studied the brains of 35 male cadavers and reported that the cluster of neurons called INAH3 in the hypothalamus were generally smaller in 19 of the 35 cadavers. Those 19 were known to be homosexuals. The remaining 16 cadavers, who were reported to be heterosexual, displayed a larger neuron cluster. Mainstream media touted this research as a genetic link to homosexuality. Under closer scrutiny, Mr. LaVey's research had at least three major flaws. First, the sample was too small. Second, the sexual orientation of the 16 classified as heterosexual were highly suspect. Six of them died of AIDS. And third, it has never been proven that the hypothalamus has anything to do with sexual orientation. In 1993, another study was conducted by Dean Hammer of the National Cancer Institute. He studied 40 pairs of homosexual brothers. He discovered that 33 pairs had DNA markers in the same chromosome region known as XQ28. This study was heralded by liberal media eager for this kind of scientific support that homosexuals are born that way, therefore legitimizing the lifestyle. The Hammer study has since been discredited. Besides the sample size being too small, there was no heterosexual control group where markers may or may not have been found. A similar study was conducted later by George Ebers of the University of Western Ontario. His study had a much larger sample, and it contradicted Hammer's conclusions. Eber reported his results and said they do not support an X-linked gene underlying male homosexuality. Finally, there is no science that homosexuality is genetic. However, I should note that the unborn child can be spiritually affected in the mother's womb. But the solution outlined later in this information is still the same. Also, the biblical concept of visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation applies here. You've heard what God said, and you've heard what man said. Now consider the record. Homosexuality, by the fruit it bears, readily condemns itself to any truth-seeking mind. The U.S. presidency, under the oversight of Bill Clinton, swung the doors wide open to homosexuality. Clinton appointed at least 22 known homosexuals to public office, thus endorsing this behavior. The liberal platform of the Democratic Party has pushed aggressively for gay adoption of children, same-sex marriages, full marriage benefit packages in the workforce, etc. Homosexuals have organized and have a very real political and social agenda. One of their chants at a recent San Francisco rally was, "We're young, we're queer, we're going to rule the world." They're making specific legislative demands, such as the repeal of all sodomy laws, legislation of same-sex marriages, legalization for the adoption of children, lowering the age of consent laws that would allow homosexual sex with young people, etc., etc. The homosexual community lives a very loose and immoral lifestyle. According to USA Today, the average homosexual has 50 different partners a year. 43% of white male homosexuals claim to have had 500 different sex partners. 28% claim more than 1,000. The average lifespan of a male homosexual is 41 years old. Now compare that with the male heterosexual, whose lifespan is 74. The homosexual community is 5,000 times more likely to acquire AIDS. Why is this lifestyle being legalized and promoted? For more information on the shortened lifespans, click on the Homosexuality Part 2. The Advocate, a gay publication, reported that depression among gay men and women, 32% of men and 35% of women, is roughly twice that of the heterosexual community. Homosexual youths are 22 times more likely to contract sexually transmitted diseases. Lesbians are 19 times more likely to contract syphilis. An estimated 50% of all gay men are HIV positive. The Washington Times reported on a study of courts martial by the Army's Judge Advocate General. The study found that 8 of every 10 homosexuals the Army court-martialed for sexual misconduct in the previous 4 years had been involved in a sexual assault. Moreover, nearly half of the 102 assault cases involved child molestation. Now you know why they want to lower the age of consent. God said homosexuality is an abomination, His actual word, and it will have its end in the lake of fire. Man said God's word is all wet. Homosexual activity is an acceptable alternative lifestyle, a natural animal instinct which is genetically engineered. Now you have the record. Let's consider the cause. The Word of God is the authority on the subject of homosexuality, as you should expect since God created mankind. He says that homosexuality is a spiritual uncleanness. Romans chapter 1, verse 24, "Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts to dishonor their own bodies between themselves." The term unclean in the Old Testament indicated one who was contaminated with contagious germs or disease or a running issue of bodily fluids, etc. Those who were unclean were quarantined until they were cleansed of the contamination in order to protect others from infection. In the New Testament, the Bible speaks of evil spirits called unclean spirits, which possess humans. Jesus Christ cast unclean spirits out by the power of His Word. Mark chapter 7, 25 and 26, "For a certain woman whose young daughter had an unclean spirit heard of Him and came and fell at His feet. The woman was a Greek, a Syrophoenician by nation, and she besought Him that He would cast forth the devil out of her daughter." An unclean spirit is a devil. They can and must be cast out if the affected individual wants to be set free from their bondage. Webster's New Collegiate Dictionary, defines unclean: 1, morally or spiritually impure; 2, infected with a harmful supernatural contagion, end of quote. An unclean spirit is a harmful supernatural contagion. God calls the homosexual condition an uncleanness. Therefore, the unclean spirit of homosexuality is an evil, supernatural contagion. Others can be and are infected with it. As it continues to be promoted more and more, it will continue to spiritually infect larger and larger shares of society. The spiritually infected part of the community will take on the same traits, symptoms, of the infected parties: desires, attitudes, talk, walk, actions, etc. Possession takes place in an individual, as all spiritual possession takes place, by opening oneself and yielding to the unclean spirit. Please note that God and Satan are spirits. Words and ideas are the concepts and conduits of the spirit world. Contaminated words and ideas are Satan's stronghold. This was his plan of attack with our great-great-grandmother Eve in the Garden of Eden when he challenged and contradicted God's words. Satan has not changed his game plan since. Homosexuals are bound by a common unclean contagious spirit. They can and are being set free. Homosexuality is a terrible satanic bondage. If you are bound, it is important to know with certainty that God calls it an abomination and that you are doomed unless you turn from it. God loves you but hates the unclean spirit of homosexuality. Deliverance is yours if you want it with all your heart. You must repent and disavow this evil spirit. You must believe upon the Lord Jesus Christ, God's only begotten Son, as your Savior and King. The Lord Jesus gave His disciples power to cast out unclean spirits. See Matthew chapter 10, verse 1. Just before His ascension into heaven, Jesus said in Mark 16, 17, "And these signs shall follow them that believe. In My name shall they cast out devils." A minister who ministers through the power of the Holy Ghost can bind the spirit of homosexuality and cast it out. He can then lead you in the way of a righteous life through God's written word. If you don't know a Holy Ghost minister, contact us by email, and we will attempt to connect you with a minister in your area. Also, click on the Further with Jesus. May the face of God's deliverance and salvation shine on you. At GodSaidManSaid.com, we know that Jesus Christ is the Lord of glory, and all power in heaven and earth has been delivered into His hand. If you are bound, be assured that Jesus can set you free.